evening, and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all kinds of stuff, really, from that whole bubble that is a confusing genre for most of us, I think. Tonight, this show is brought to you by myself, Nige, and we have Adam in, again, as our semi-regular co-presenter. So, good evening.
Evening.
What have we got for the listeners tonight? We've got,
stuff.
Usual mixture of stuff. We've got all the tunes, as normal. As usual, later on in the show, probably about halfway through, we'll crowbar in the gig and club guide of stuff happening in the area for the next couple of weeks. Maybe throw in a few of the gigs coming up in the next month or two as well, because there is really a lot going on, and we kind of need to plan our calendars, really, don't we?
Oh, yes.
What did we start with there? Scilab with Dented Halo. That's the panel beaten mix by Skinjob from the Enzyte Bunker Track 3 compilation,
yes.
Act 3. A pretty stunning compilation with loads of stuff on it. I'm still working my way through it. I think I played some stuff off it on the last show or two, and loads to get through. So no doubt more stuff from that in the future. But what have we got next?
We've got Ashbury Heights next, with the rather wonderful Cry Havoc from their last album, which is ridiculously titled Three Cheers for the Newly Deads.
You can't go
Okay, right, that last track was chosen by me. I've realised, just as we were chatting in that short segment there, I seem to have dug out a load of old stuff, and Adam seems to be bringing a load of new stuff. So we're going to see if the show continues in that vein. I don't know if it will, but that seems how it seems to be how it's going at the moment. And that was chosen by me. That was a very old Assemblage 23 track called Ground. That's a darker version from the Ground CD single. And before that, we had some much more recent from Adam, Ashbury Heights with a track called Cry Havoc, which I think Adam's brought this album in two or three times now. And I keep saying, I'm sure you've played stuff off it at least.
I've definitely played Penance off it, yeah.
Yeah, at least once before. And I just keep saying I've got to get it myself, so I really will have to buy that. When I go home tonight, I'll find it online, something like Music Nonstop maybe or something like that. There's got to be plenty of places to grab it. And just get hold of that. It'll arrive in a couple of days. It'll be brilliant. So, yeah, there you go. It's just grabbing stuff is so easy, and learning about it. It's just a matter of tuning into this show and listening to what your mates play. So there you go. We've got that. Again, as usual, more stuff coming up later in the show, like gig club guides. But I'm going to continue with the tunes now, I think. Another one from Adam here.
Off the recent SITD album, Bestie Mensch, this is the single Stamheim. Or at least a repute.
sun. Don't you worry, they won't find my body. I want you to know I found peace in another world. Don't keep digging, I want you to leave. Back away from the place where my ashes are buried. Don't you worry, they won't find my body. I want you to know.
Still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. Right, I think I mentioned in the last gap there was me and Adam seemed to be taking turns and going old and new styly. I went very old there with Bib on Beton with Another World. Good few years since we've heard anything from that band, but that track suddenly became dead familiar as soon as I hit off. And before that, we had something fairly new from SITD's latest album, with Stammerheim from Beastly Mensch. An album that hasn't really grabbed me that much. It's just an interesting one. Some people are really appreciating it. I think
we
wouldn't play it on the show if it wasn't worth playing, really.
But well, no, it divided opinion live, never mind on record, I think. Mm. Some of us like it. I think it's one of those growers that will get you in time.
Yeah. I think I've said that about a few albums as well, that they haven't really got me straight away and then ended up loving them sometimes. I think certainly I said that with the latest Birthday Massacre album, that there was something stopping me really appreciating it. I think now, I was listening to it on the car over here to the studio, and it was it's definitely a brilliant album, well worth getting, and I think the band is still going from strength to strength, apart from that last track.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes style completely.
Sucks as well.
I don't get it. I always skip over that, but it's right at the end, so it doesn't get in your way too much. But I always wonder what the bands are thinking when there's something like that, whether they're thinking to try and show off
Maybe they were going for the light as a loft ballad to finish
maybe.
The album.
You know? Anyway, if we ever get to interview them, I'll have to ask them that.
Mm. What were you thinking?
What were you thinking? Did anyone else say the same?
Maybe they're listening to this now. If we're not, we're in trouble.
If you are, please email in. And we're not trying to criticise. We love you. You're great. Brilliant music. But, you know, it did sound stunningly out of place. However, I think that I've said that with other bands as well, but in a different way around. Like, Assemble S23, occasionally there's, like, an acoustic track right at the end. I think mm-hmm. that's absolutely brilliant. I don't know why it works for Tom and not for the Birthday Massacre. Mm. Anyway, we're waffling. We promised earlier on, as usual, we're going to have the Gig and Club Guide. I don't actually know the stuff Adam's brought with him, the list of things happening, but I've got a little list here of stuff happening over the next couple of weeks. And then we'll try and remember what else is going on and probably struggle. Okay, tomorrow night, Friday the 18th of January, we have Autoclave 1.1 and Prototype playing the Chapel venue in Huddersfield. I used to live in Huddersfield years ago, and I think Adam's cleared up tonight. It's part of the parish pump.
It is. That's correct. It's the back of the parish pump. It's separate, and it's £3 in. The £3 in bit took me ages to find, but I got it in the end.
Yeah, I think I found it at the same place as you. It's squirreled away on the MySpace page mm-hmm. for the Chapel venue.
That's the one, yeah.
So, yeah, more information about that gig and other gigs at that venue at myspace.com/thechapelvenue. What else have we got? Oh, this coming weekend, it's Wendy House weekend on Saturday the 19th. So that's at Leeds Uni Student Union. 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. One big room of
stuff.
That room's got so varied these days.
I think it's just stuff.
You just can't pigeonhole it. It's just not the stuff not played in the other room. The other room is easier to describe. It's the electronic industrial hard dance
bleep room.
That's in the Mutate room. More information about that now at www.thewendyhouse.org. And then creeping up, we're getting into the gig season of things. Big style. I don't know, I was debating mentioning it, but I might as well mention, because the whole goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, there's borderlines between all the different genres. I don't like to pigeonhole bands too much, but this is definitely more of a rock gig. Is My Ruin, a band I used to listen to a number of years ago, playing at Rio's in Leeds on Saturday the 26th of January. And following that, going in much more of a almost pop direction, is on Sunday the 27th, Robots in Disguise, again at Rio's Leeds. Not too much information about price and stuff, just find the Rio's Leeds website, all the details should be on there. And the next big gig that I'm getting quite excited about, actually, is Die Krupps and Faderhead playing Sheffield Corporation. I think I mentioned this a bit back, didn't I?
We did, before Christmas.
We weren't really sure about Faderhead supporting. That hadn't been announced for the Sheffield gig.
No, but it has been confirmed now. Yeah.
It is now confirmed. So that's at Sheffield Corporation. I believe the support is Uberbite, so that seems to have been added to the list as well. £12 in advance, probably a quid or two more on the door. Don't know for sure. I've never worked out.
No, it's normally a quid or two.
No one really advertises the under-the-door prices, do they?
Nah, no one bothers anymore.
A couple of quid more.
Normally, if it's £12 on the door, it'll be 14, it should be 14, yeah. I think, at Corp.
£12 advance, 14-ish yeah. on the door. More information, www.corporation.org.uk. That's what I got listed for the next couple of weeks. Have you got any others coming up?
Let me think. There's Black Sheep on Sunday, of course. We've somehow forgotten. The Subculture, 7 till 11, free in, goth stuff.
Guest DJs, in fact.
Is it?
I didn't get a chance to mention this on the previous show, but I guest DJ'd on last week's.
Oh, yes, of course. Do you know who it is?
No, not last week's, the week before.
Oh, right.
Because I mentioned it to you. That's where the mm-hmm. whole looks topic came up.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Which we'll get onto in a minute, Hardy.
Yes, we shall.
So I got to guest DJ there. I'll put the set list I played up on the DAXsimulation.org website. But, yeah, it's a lovely little night. You get random guest DJs from throughout the goth alternative world of things, playing all kinds of interesting and different stuff, some completely top of the... top-notch professional DJs, right down to people having a go for the first time. It's a lovely varied little night, plus the resident DJs playing all the good stuff that they crowbar in. And
what else is there coming up? Oh, I might as well plug my own night, hadn't I? There's the Control Frequency next Tuesday, every Tuesday in Sheffield at the Nelson, playing bleep and stuff, industrial noise, electronics, whatever. We play whatever we feel like, and there's been some real stuff played that kind of probably at the margins of what we do recently, but hey, we're in a quiet time for new stuff. And a bit further afield is the next gig at Corp after Die Krupps that will be worth attending if you're into your bleep, is Psyche and Prototype.
Oh, yes.
On the 22nd of March. I think he's playing. I think they're playing Leeds as well, because I've seen the Black Veil lot advertising it at some point or another.
Yes, I believe they're roughly around the same time playing the Cockpit.
Same weekend, yeah. And that's about all I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, ESA are playing in Newcastle tomorrow night on Friday. What was Fight the Robots nowadays is Club Tech Noir. Can't think where they got that name from.
No, I didn't realise Fight the Robots had renamed.
Yeah, well, it kind of disbanded and then started as a new night. But it seems to be doing quite well. And ESA launching his new album up there. A shame we couldn't hear the new album yet. But I'm looking forward to hearing it in full.
I'll hopefully play some stuff off that next time you're in.
Coming up next is a band that Nigel asked about the other week because he's only got the one song. I absolutely love them. They're a band that have since disbanded from California called Luxt. That's L-U-X-T, for those of you wanting to know what it is. Really strange industrial metal band from America. And this song is called Vulgar Monkey Love.
Take, and he refuses to admit his mistakes. The monkey crows. Thank you.
fantastic stuff there. That's that was one Adam brought in there. That's one that's caught me out by, well, me simply not getting my hands on the album first. That's Nine Inch Nails, which is Beginning of the End, Ladytron remix from the Year Zero
remix album. It came out just before Christmas.
Yes, I just didn't pick up the remix album, and by the sounds of it, if that's that track is anything to go by, it's something well worth getting my hands on. So,
well, the album was good enough, but this is a almost essential companion, because it's a completely different take on some of the tracks. And there is a 15-minute epic from The Knife remixing one of the tracks as well, that really has to be heard to be believed.
I think, basically, this show is causing me to do a big order of CDs tomorrow, isn't it?
I have no responsibility over your wallet.
Oh, well, hopefully we can impress good tunes on our listeners as well. And hopefully not make them bankrupt by buying lots of CDs. Right, oh, what else did we play? Stromkern with Night Riders. That's part of me playing old tracks, I think, there, from Armageddon. So that's quite old. I think a lot of the time we end up playing Stand Up from the latest Stromkern album because it's just such a strong track. But we almost forget they've got some brilliant old stuff as well. And before that, that was Luxed with Vulgar Monkey Love. From
Chromos X Monkey Drive.
I just failed to speak at the moment. Oh, thank God you're here.
You know.
Yeah, brilliant stuff from a band that I knew virtually nothing of. I knew they were California-based, and I knew they were did a brilliant cover of Safety Dance, which is one of the tracks I played at the Black Sheep weekly night. And Adam came along and went, ooh, they've got loads of other good stuff. Right, I'm going to try and crowbar more tracks in. I don't know, what time we got to? We can fit two more tracks in, cool. I reckon. So, yeah, I'm going to go off with... which CD player if I put that in. Some really, really, really old school stuff here. Some Joy Division.
We'll be right back.
Well, this is still Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And, well, again, you can probably tell by the oldness of the track there. That's Joy Division Transmission. That's one of the choices from me tonight. I seem to have been stuck in a stuff from very long ago kind of rut tonight. And what else have we got? Well, that's pretty much it for tonight, I think, actually. We've almost run out of time. What I wanted to say, if you're a band, promoter, involved in a gig night, club night, something like that, drop us a line and we'll let people know about the events going on in the area. Just drop an email to nigel.sparage@bcbradio.co.uk. That's on the BCB Radio website. Or there's also the alternative DAC Simulation site of www.dacsimulation.org. There's all the information on that site about website set lists and from all the previous shows, all that kind of stuff. All easy ways to get in touch. It's all good stuff.
And talking of gigs, the last song we're playing tonight is from a band that are making the return at long, long last to Britain this spring at the end of March. Look at their website, realvast.com, because it's a band called Vast that many of you may have heard, and this is the first song that most of us heard of theirs, called Here, and it's still unbelievable after about, nearly 10 years since it first came out?
I've not actually heard this, so this is going to be new to me.
Oh, this song's amazing. And it's why we all loved them in the first place.
We were saying earlier on that they're old albums, some stunning stuff there, but if they haven't played the UK in ages, I've never seen them live. You saw them live years ago. So hopefully we'll get some more people interested. But, that's it. Thank you for listening. Tune in a fortnight's time. We'll be back playing an interesting mixture of similar stuff or quite diverse stuff, hopefully.
I'm sure it won't be. Good night.
Tune in.
Bye. Telling lies to myself. Hold me now.